Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's make Ryan Silverfield the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Wow. Well, you officially made it to year two. How does it feel?
Well, I mean, it's just, as long as I have the pleasure and honor to talk to you guys, you know, then I know I officially have made it. So, all good. You call it year two. I call it year six. Another year in the books. But, man, thrilled to be talking to you two. How you guys doing?
Everything is good,
pleasure
man.
Pleasure to have you, Coach.
It's exciting to be talking about spring games again, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, I mean, I think about this time last year, right? We could have maybe done a fun Zoom call or something while I was locked in the house. But, yeah, no, it's exciting times, obviously. I think the future of our football program is bright. But just to have spring football, the excitement, right, getting 15 practices in, I look forward to seeing a ton of fans. But let's fill the Liberty Bowl up Friday night. Hopefully the local health department doesn't care and we get to roll and have all of our wonderful fans there. But it's exciting. It's a lot of fun to be able to talk about football, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, we're gonna ask you to name a starter before this interview is over. We have a lot more things to get to. But just how different, Coach, is it going to be to have those 15 practices like you mentioned? Now, you're going to have a fall too, but how much of a difference is it going to make for you and your program to this year have a spring, whereas last year you just simply did not?
Yeah, you know, I think about it. It's not just the 15 practices, but it's also the opportunity to be around your players more. And we weren't able to do that, right? Some new coaches, some new roles for a lot of people. And so I think about this, the day-to-day process of instilling our culture, the way we want to do things, even being able to check on our guys academically in person. I think all those things matter. And it's been great. I think it certainly will hopefully help our performance on the field. You know, we got a lot of battles at different positions, which I think is unique, right? You don't want to go in and the first time you get to see your kids throw a live football is August 6th, mm-hmm. You know, whereas this year we were able to, with the quarterback competition, which I know you guys are going to ask about, you know, that's all part of it. So it's been great. I preach competition every single day and really feel like that's where our guys are at. We're getting the mindset of a mental, tough team that just want to go down there and compete day in and day out.
What are the priorities for you in this spring camp, Coach? And frankly, how are they different as the head coach? What are you hoping to find out about your football team on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it's going to lead up to it, right? It's not just, hey, Friday night's the only time we get to have a figure of
Absolutely.
What we are. You know, we've had the scrimmages. You know, I think sometimes you can tell just as much in practice number 9, right, when you go short yards and goal line, to kind of see what's the mindset of the trenches. But reality of it is what I wanted to see this spring was guys really battle. I wanted to see a toughness about our team. You know, one of those that we're going to go in and day out, regardless what it looks like. And compete. And I think we've seen that. You know, I also have challenged our offense to play a little bit faster, do those things, to be able to get lined up quicker. And I think as spring progresses, we have so many newcomers as they continue to learn the offense, they're able to play faster, right? And then defense, yep. We talk about a swarm mentality. You want to see those guys fly the ball, really preaching turnovers. You know, every time the defense gets a turnover, then shame on the offense. But, you know, I think our defense has that mindset to go get that ball, whether it be an interception or fumble recovery. And then, you know, special teams really working on the core of what we are. And I think you can tell a lot about our program by the way their special teams are run and having the opportunity to just really work on the base stuff, the football fundamentals and special teams. So all three phases, we're harping on different things, but it all comes down to, right, you know, being able to play fast with great execution and finishing everything we do, and really been pleased so far.
How's that quarterback battle? I know you get asked about it every day. How is that battle going, Coach? What do you expect on Friday night for me? How have you divvied up the reps between the guys?
Well, I just, you know, I let John try to figure it out and just see, you know, if
that's smart.
The guy looks most like Derek Carr, and we go
that's,
out there.
That's not a good plan, Coach. That's not a good plan, leaving it to John Martin.
That's absolutely brilliant, you know, actually.
If I didn't throw out my Raiders jab because John, wouldn't be the same. Now, and, you know, obviously I'm a Bears fan because of you, Jason, but reality of it is, look, we got four guys that we believe can compete for their starting job, mm-hmm. and they all have different attributes, and I think that's good, right? It's not like we got four cookie-cutter young men. We got four guys with different things that are unique to what we want to accomplish in this offense. They all bring different things to the table. I mean, and that's the great part, right? We've got one guy that's, you know, started some games in major college football, and we have another one that just turned 17 or is almost turned 18, you know, barely grows facial hair. So I think it's great. You got a different mix of guys. There's days that we'll rotate. So, you know, we may trot out a guy out there with the ones, but then later in the scrimmage, you may see him going out there with the fours, right? So it's just part of it. And but I like it. I like the group. I do believe we have our quarterback on our roster right now. And they know it. You know, it's not like we hide away from it. And really, that's the same deal at every position. I think you can count on one hand guys that may actually have a starting job locked up. Other than that, it's, I don't care how many reps you played, everything's up for grabs, and let's roll.
We are, of course, talking to Ryan Silverfield. He is the University of Memphis head football coach. Of course, Friday Night Stripes are back this Friday out there at the Liberty Bowl. Absolutely, get out there if possible. You know, look, you're coming, you know, from an off of a quarterback who was just renowned for his intelligence and his maturity and just everything he sort of brought to the team almost off the field. So is it almost an adjustment? Like, I can't really expect, you know, four guys who are sort of newer to this program and newer to the situation to be that. Like, have you found that it's sort of an adjustment and hard to compare to a guy in Brady White who is, you know, listen, as smart as they come?
Well, you're exactly right. I think that's shame on us, shame on me if we try to do that and compare to him, right? You're talking about the all-time winningest quarterback in program history, along with the William B. Campbell Trophy Award winner, right? The academic Heisman. Obviously, Brady White secured his legacy here as one of the all-time greats. And so I'm not going to compare any of these guys to him. That's not fair to them. But the reality of it is, yeah, we can't sit there and go, okay, hey, we can have these 200 plays in our offense. Let's scale it back. And that's kind of what we've done this spring is, okay, what are we going to be good at? What's the core of our offense? What do we have? What positions can we feature and do those things? And then we build the offense around that. It's not a, hey, this is the offense. We're going to, you know, shove it down your throat with a fire hose. No, here's what we're trying to get done. Here's what we want to get accomplished. And what can we execute at a high level? And I think that's the same, right? You don't want to put so much on the offensive line plate with protections if you got new guys playing new positions as well. And so we're not comparing these quarterbacks to anybody in the past. We're just, you know, letting them go out and see what they can do every single day. And the beautiful thing is I think we're seeing improvement, you know, as big or small as it may be each day with each one of them.
There was some news this week where the AAC eliminated the intra-conference transfer policy. What do you make of that? You know, look, and I know you don't talk about guys who have left. You have also benefited, like every other school, from the transfer portal. Are you in favor? Do you endorse the AAC's move by eliminating the idea that you can't transfer within conference?
Yeah, look, I'm supportive of anything that benefits the student-athletes. I think that's the stance that's important to take, that, you know, whatever best benefits a young man, right? I especially think, right, if a guy's gone to college and has graduated, you know, the reality of it is they should be feel free to do whatever they want. And, you know, reality, the NCAA is going to come out with the legislation that's going to allow people to transfer when they want. We've got 102 young men, great student athletes on our roster right now this spring. And that's the most we've ever had in spring football since I've been here. So I'm really focused on the 102 we have here now. The interconference transfer thing will be good. You know, the only thing I'll be worried is when you submit my name to have me transfer to Wichita State, which doesn't have a football program. But other than that, we'll be okay.
I got to ask you, how's Grant Gunnell done with sort of picking up the language of the offense? I was listening to your OC, Kevin Johns, talk about that. And, you know, that being – and Johns made the point, it's new for all of these guys. But how's he done in terms of picking it up?
Yeah, he's done well. He's a smart young man that works really hard at it. And you always give yourself a chance, right? You guys have asked me before, what are the the attributes I look for in a quarterback? And obviously, accuracy will be always number one, and intelligence will always be number two. I don't think you can take away from that with what we want to accomplish here. And the young man is very intelligent, and he cares about it. So, right, we got four quarterbacks coming in, and it's like learning a whole new language, and they've done a good job of attacking it. And, you know, I give credit to all four of them. Coach Johns has done a fantastic job with them, and looking forward to watching each one produce.
Not to harp on this, but I do think it's worth getting you on the record for. I mean, this has been a sort of it's an unprecedented year in terms of roster management because of COVID and the extra year of eligibility. And so guys are having opportunities here. They're having opportunities elsewhere. Just as a coach, how challenging has this year been to navigate in terms of, you know, either keeping a roster together, managing to put one together, just sort of how difficult from your perspective has it been just sort of keeping everything here at Memphis?
Well, so I remember it was about this time last year. Okay. So it was almost a full calendar year. I did a press conference with the media and I mentioned the word roster management. And I said, understand this, guys. I said, this is going to be roster management is going to be the number one thing that a head coach is going to deal with. You know, obviously tons of things you're dealing with on a side note, but roster management is going to be a huge ordeal for all head coaches in college football. And some people looked at me on that Zoom call, like, what is he talking about? But that's the reality of it is you're exactly right. I mean, you got your scholarships that you're limited to, right? You're 8-5. How many can you go into training camp with? Have we had some guys opt out and had some guys transfer? Sure. We also, like I said, we have 102 guys on our roster currently. We're also bringing in quite a few more. So you say, well, if you do the math, if you got 102 on your roster now and you're bringing in quite a few more, well, where do the numbers add up? And that's, you know, that's one of the things that the NCAA has allowed with this transfer portal and other things. And so it's part of what we're dealing with. And I'm constantly looking at it, right? Where are my numbers? How many kids currently in high school can I offer scholarships to, right? What positions? Hey, if we lose this, this is what we need. You know, I've been very fortunate. I think some of those years in the league in the NFL have helped me kind of realize you're dealing with putting pieces together and part of your roster. And it's got to be an everyday thing. I can't just sit there. I told you guys during the season I used to take my roster home and depth chart home because of COVID and had to make sure, hey, this guy's got it. Now we got to plug and play this guy. But it's coming that way also, just looking at our overall roster.
And again, you know, look, you guys had a great year last year. You won a bowl game. You beat UCF for the first time since I was alive. So, I mean, I think that by any stretch of the imagination, it was a fantastic year. Do you believe, though that maybe we're having, because look, we've had this conversation about basketball, right? We've had this for the last couple of weeks because their season ends and you're seeing sort of that happen. Do you believe that it's going to take some time maybe for people to kind of catch up to the new reality, right? Because you've seen people talk about, oh, does this mean Memphis has this or a problem here? Do you think it's going to be a matter of people are having to catch up to the new frontier and the new climate of college athletics?
Yeah, look, I think that's part of it, and rightfully so. I think it's important that our fans do get attached to our players. We've got some wonderful young men here, and I appreciate the engagement that our fans have, our great fans have with our players. I think that's good, and you get attached to certain people, and it's no different than with anything else in the world. And, you know, like you guys said, I think it was an eye-opener for a lot of our basketball fans, when they said, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And in reality, that's this day and age in college athletics, and it's part of it. And look, I understand that our fans have emotions and connectivity to these young men, and I appreciate that. But there's also the reality. It's no different than, I saw it before, right? You go play in Lambeau Field, and there's 20,000 people with Brett Favre jerseys on, Green Bay Packers, and then he rolls out in a Vikings uniform. Well, a lot of those fans, had tears in their eyes because guess what? Their long-beloved quarterback is now playing for a rival. And I think that's just part of it. You're just seeing more and more of that occurring, and it's the nature of it. And I think it goes along with, is this the new norm? Yeah, most likely it is.
Special teams and kicking game, Coach. I know it's maybe not as sexy as asking you about the quarterback, but it's been a critical part for you guys because you've been so good in those areas of late. Evan Barnes pointed out over at CA that, you're replacing Riley Patterson, Adam Williams. How satisfied are you right now with where the kicking game is?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Look, I always told you guys this. It's it's wonderful to be known as running back U with
right.
all the wonderful, great running backs we've had come through here and playmakers. I think someone dubbed us Weapon U, whatever you want to call it, with all the explosive playmakers. But I told you, I'll take a second. I would have no problem also being called Kicker U with the great specials teams. And right, Jake Elliott, Guskowski, all those guys have come through here. We've been so fortunate, and it's part of it. Riley Patterson was a fantastic kicker for us. Yep. So we've got, a freshman coming in, David Kemp, who we signed, who will be here in June. We've got guys on our roster that we think are capable. They're battling out this spring. It's just another spot there in the punter position where we've got competition. And I'm all for it. Is the answer here right now? Let's hope so. And the good news is, like I said, we got capable bodies, and I know we'll be great on special teams again.
Coach, we are super excited that the season is rolling around here. Friday Night Stripes there at the Liberty Bowl on Friday. Absolutely get out there, support. Appreciate your time.
Coach, thank you.
As always.
Hey, appreciate you guys. You're all the best. And look forward to seeing all of our Tiger fans support us in Liberty Bowl. I know our players can't wait to run out the tunnel and see all of our amazing fans. Thank you guys and go Tigers.
Yes, sir. He is Ryan Silverfield, University of Memphis football head coach. Again, Friday Night Stripes out there this Friday. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. Tailgating begins at 3. Nice to see that tailgating is happening again. Memphis football has had guys leave, just like Memphis basketball has had guys leave, but they pull Grant Gunnell from the transfer portal.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, it's just...
Who could be, you know...
I assume he's going to be the starter at this point. I mean...
The Texas high school all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns. You know how many, in terms of talent level coming out of Texas, that's quite a...
Yes, it
a
is.
...a title to have.
Yes, it is.
And so my point, you're bringing that guy in and... Yeah, how would we not think that he's looking like would be the starter at this point?
And he's got snaps at the Division I
level.
I mean,
Silverfield, he will not show you his hand at this
right.
point or say that anybody's leading. I think we all got to assume that Gunnell's going to be the guy.
I thought it was interesting. He said, the quarterback is on my roster. In other words, he didn't say who it was, but they're definitely on the roster.
Yeah, he went out and got him.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and this kid is the, the prototypical pro-style quarterback, right? 6'6", 228 pounds. I mean, he is
6'6".
Everything you're looking for in a quarterback at this level. And look, he's got some big shoes to fill, with the last few here at Memphis, Paxton Lynch, Riley Ferguson.
Now, you made a good point, too, because, with Brady, whether it's him knowing the language or the system,
yep.
he's got it all,
no
in
doubt.
The back of his hand. And so there's a certain part of coaching you don't have to do.
Exactly.
Because you got that licked already.
Yep.
And then you
got to
jump, It's a complete 180.
It is.
We're trying to teach these guys the offense, the language, like we talked about with Gunnell. Seeing then whether they pick it up, then they got to – are they making quick decisions now that they know it? It's entirely different. So that I imagine you can keep yourself busy with just that aspect of it alone with
Absolutely.
Your football team, having to teach those guys everything. Hopefully Gunnell comes out. If it's Parrish and he's the guy, perfect. If he's the best guy for the job. But Gunnell looks like you said, prototypical guy you want in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't see any reason why Memphis can't contend in this league. I don't see any reason why they can't. I mean, look, they've got Nicholls State, then they're at Arkansas State, the Tom Bowen Bowl, and then you got Mississippi State here, getting Mike Leach at the house. I mean, I expect Memphis, I don't know, Memphis won't be favored, but I expect Memphis to be competitive in that game. It's a new day. Right? I would be let down, disappointed if Memphis did not at least compete in that game. And then, San Antonio, and then you get into your league play. So, if UCF is going to be rebuilding here with Josh Heupel now at Tennessee. I see no reason why Memphis cannot compete in the AAC. Now, they're going to have to go through Cincinnati. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do you see any reason why Memphis won't be, in the conversation for the championship?
So much of it's going to depend on Gunnell, on your quarterback.
Right.
Again, I don't want to just give it
good.
To give him the job.
Yeah.
But we're going to assume he's good. We're assuming he's going to be good because of what? Because the last, three have been. We haven't seen, it's been so long since we've seen the other side.
Yep.
So if we're talking about AAC titles, come on, man. You have to know this first, what's happening at quarterback. Because Memphis has had a standout there, some record breaker
that's
there
true, that's
with
fair.
Its last three quarterbacks.
That's fair.
And to assume that Grant's just going to come in
and pick up where they left off.
It sounds a little spoiled. So that's the way. Yes, if the quarterback thing comes out the way we think it will. And look, maybe you got another look with
yep.
Parrish in terms of what he brings, that kind of thing.
Right.
We'll see how it plays out. I just don't think, do you go out and get Grant Gunnell if you like what, if you're already satisfied with Peter Parrish? Probably not.
Yep.
So, that's what it's going to, let's be real, that's what it's going to hinge on, whether or not they can compete for a conference title, is what they're going to get out of quarterback.
Very true.